Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that helps you build the business you want with our practical business lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to grow your business with webinars. We've spoken about webinars a few times before on this podcast over the course of the last 890 episodes, but I really want to go in depth when it comes to how to grow your business with the tools of webinars. As you know, I am the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, our webinar software. Whatever I teach you today can be used no matter what tool you use. But you have the benefit of my experience of running so many webinars and watching other hosts run so many webinars, thousands upon thousands of hosts with our software. Now, the reason why this is such an important episode, such an important lesson for you to absorb, is that building a business or building a product is easy. Putting it out there in the world is easy. That's the easy part. Now, it has its own challenges, but the real challenge is being able to sustain your business, being able to grow your business, to stay in business. That's really what's hard. I can spend a few weeks and put together a 10-part video course, put a price tag on it, and put it out for sale. But it doesn't mean people are just going to come and buy it. How are they going to find me? How am I going to get sales? How am I going to convert these people into buyers? That's where business happens. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how you can do that with webinars. I haven't seen a tool that's able to do that better online, and I want you to leverage it because I've seen so many of our users, our hosts, run webinars to keep their business going, to keep their business growing. Let me show you how. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by HostGator. HostGator is the host we use to run our websites, and it's for good reason. Everything is included, and they have 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. When it comes to your business website, you need to make sure that somebody's there to get your back at any time of day. You may need to do an update, a change, you might need a backup, whatever it is, you need somebody to have your back, and that's what HostGator does. And best of all, HostGator loves small businesses and is giving a 50% discount to all listeners of the $100 MBA Show. Just go to HostGator.com/100MBA. Again, that's HostGator.com/100MBA. Today's episode is also supported by the Modern Entrepreneur Podcast. Modern Entrepreneur Podcast cuts through the noise to pursue what's working and what's dead in business today. Get practical with your business with this podcast. Hear conversations from top marketers like Neil Patel, Netflix co-founder Mark Randolph, digital marketer CEO Ryan Dice, and more. Find out exactly what trailblazing entrepreneurs are doing to drive their business forward right now, at this moment, and how you could do the same. If you're looking for actionable insights to get your business going ASAP, then subscribe to the Modern Entrepreneur Podcast. That's Modern, O-N-T-R-A-preneur. You can easily subscribe at modernentrepreneur.com/podcast. Remember, entrepreneurs with an O. It's also available on iTunes and Stitcher. So you have a product for sale or products. You've built your website. You even made a test sale to make sure everything works perfectly. And now you've opened for business, right? You've emailed all your friends and family. You've spread it all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And a couple weeks later, maybe even a couple months later, you feel like, huh, this is not really getting any traction. You're starting to doubt your product. You're starting to doubt your business or whether you even have what it takes to become an entrepreneur or to be a successful entrepreneur. I want to stop you right there. A lot of us start having doubts at this point. A lot of us start thinking, well, maybe nobody wants my product. Maybe this is not such a great idea. Maybe my sales page needs tweaking. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. This is absolute poison in your business. Why? Because you really can't answer these questions if you don't have enough traffic to your website, if you don't have enough of an audience. Trust me, I've gone through this. You need to give yourself a fighting chance. The only way you can know for sure your business needs tweaking or changing, or your product is not what it needs to be, is that you get enough people exposed to it. And often, a lot of us at the start don't have enough people looking at your product, don't have enough contact with what you're offering. They just don't know you exist. So you need to get to that point. You need to get people in front of your product. That's number one. Number two, that's not how sales happens. There's a sales process, right? You can't just expect people to show up at your door and buy your products. Even if they show up at your door, they're going to be hesitant. They don't know who you are. They don't know if this product's for them. They don't even know how to use this product. They don't know the context of this product. How can I actually apply this to my life or business or whatever it is? There needs to be some sort of education. Some people call this marketing. I like to call it education because you want to educate the buyer so they know your product is right for them. Maybe it's not right for them. But if it is right for them, they should know that. And a lot of us don't have that step in our business. Now, on the internet, that's called content marketing, where you actually give people content, information about your market, about your niche, about what you are all about. So say, for example, my product is a golf course, a golfing course, right? A course on how to go from an absolute newbie into a pretty decent golf player. Let's say enough to impress your boss, right? If I just have a sales page that tells people what this course includes, what it's all about, that's just not enough for enough people to buy. They need to get a taste of it. So what I do is I content market. I might give a short 3-video course on how to improve their putting game or something like that in exchange for their email. And then I have their email address and now I can give them more content, build a relationship. Then eventually when they want to buy the course, they trust me, they like me, they know my stuff is good because they've consumed some of my stuff before and therefore they buy my course. That's a form of content marketing. It's a way for people to really get that middle step where they can learn more about what you're all about, learn more if the product is good for them, build a relationship, and that first interaction with them is not buying. It's just giving their email and they can learn more. When that first leap is so huge from, you know, finding your website to buying the course, that's a huge leap. We want to shorten that gap a little bit, give them something small. All they need to do is give their email address. It doesn't cost them anything. They get more, you know, tastes as they're on my email list, and eventually they buy. Now, what does this have to do with webinars? Well, webinars are the best tool to content market and then convert them into a sale all into one step. And I'm going to explain why. And I'm going to give you my example with Webinar Ninja. When we actually get on our webinars, we teach people about webinars, and we make an offer, and we sell Webinar Ninja on our webinars, right? Kind of meta, but that's what we do. That's how we use it. We practice what we preach. So somebody stumbles upon our website, webinarninja.co, takes a look at our demo videos, says, oh, that's pretty interesting. I'm looking to do webinars. That's a pretty, you know, good-looking software. It looks pretty easy, but maybe I'm not ready to buy. So we offer a free course, or we offer some free content so they're on our email list, okay? Or we can offer them to be on a live webinar, a live workshop. Now, for us, this is a huge win because they get to learn more about webinars in general, how to use webinars, how to improve webinars, how to teach better, how to present, how to sell, all that stuff, how to get really just a template on how to run their webinars given their marketplace. Not only that, but when they're on their webinar, they get to see the software in action. They get to see what it looks like as an attendee, as what their attendees are going to see when they run their own webinars. And what is it going to cost them? Nothing. It's going to cost them their email address, and that's it. So they sign up, and they attend the webinar. Or they may sign up for a different piece of content, like a course, and then we'll invite them once they're on our email list. Now, on the webinar, what we really like to focus on, and this is what I encourage you to do, is making sure every single person on the webinar gets a win. They need to leave that webinar saying, wow, that was great. I'm better off now than what I was before the webinar. And one way you can make sure they get a win is just to ask them, what would be a win for you during this webinar? What are you trying to get out of this webinar? And you can actually send this as an email. You have their email now before the webinar. You can say, hey, our webinar is next week or our webinar is in a couple days. I want to make sure that you have a great time, that you also learn a lot and you get a win. Tell me what a win would be. What are you looking to get out of this webinar? What are you trying to learn? What are your questions? And they can reply to that email and you'll have a bank of all this great information that you can deliver on your webinar and ensure that these people are satisfied, right? Not only that, by getting them engaged before the webinar, you increase the likelihood of them actually attending for the webinar they registered for. You know, registering is one thing. You want to make sure they attend. And what I like to do, and what we do as a team at Webinar Ninja, is that we spend 90% of the webinar just delivering incredible value. Now, 10% of that time, we are going to give them a special offer. We're going to give them something that will entice them to buy our product, Webinar Ninja. For you, this could be a bonus, it could be a discount, it could be a limited time offer, something like that. So the whole purpose of this webinar is to educate people, answer questions, to interact, to build a quick relationship, build trust, and convert them into customers. Now, I'm going to get into the sales portion of the webinar in a moment because I know you all know your stuff, you know your topic, you can teach a great workshop. But the sales part, you might feel a little bit iffy. But I want to really emphasize why webinars are so powerful at converting people into customers, building that trust, and building someone who's interested in your product into a customer. But before I get into that, I want to just emphasize or show you why webinars are so powerful at converting, you know, potential customers into customers. Have you ever been to a conference? Like, I go to a lot of conferences in our market. I go to podcasting conferences. I go to FinCon, which is a financial blogging conference, great conference. I go to Heroic Public Speaking, which is a great public speaking conference. And usually these conferences have some sort of, you know, Facebook group or some sort of online community that you could be a part of before the actual conference. And you can, you know, talk to people, you can get to know them, you can, you know, network. And it's great. You get to know the people that are going to be at the conference before you go to the conference. But then when you go to the conference and meet these people in person, and let's say, for example, you're at some sort of meetup or something like that where you're having a bite or a drink. The amount of ground you cover in terms of getting to know each other and your relationship, you know, going deeper or getting, you know, a little bit more personal where you trust each other. Let's say it's at some sort of meetup where you're grabbing a bite or having a drink. In the time span of an hour, you feel like you really know that person when you're face-to-face and you're speaking to each other. There's something about speaking to somebody face-to-face and going back and forth instantly that builds that relationship very quickly. And in fact, that growth is probably more than months of being on a forum or being on a Facebook group. You know the person, you like the person, you trust them more in that 1 hour, just spending 1 hour with them. And webinars do the same. When you're face-to-face with people, when people see you on camera, probably hear your voice, when they see you animated, when they show you, you know, working on your slides and you're teaching and you go back on camera and you answer questions and you show your personality, within that 1 hour workshop, they're really getting to know you. They're really starting to trust you. And that trust builds really quickly, a whole lot quicker than just via email or email marketing. This is why webinars are so powerful and you're able to convert people into buyers. The only reason why it's so powerful and you can convert people into buyers so quickly is that a lot of people have questions. Hey, is it compatible with this? Can it do this? Do you have a payment plan? Do you take Amex? And these questions are holding them back from buying. They really want to buy, but they just have this nagging question that if they can get over it, then they'll buy. And sometimes they don't send an email or don't email support. But on a webinar, it's so quick. They just type in the chat, hey, here is my question. You're asking, do you have any questions? And you're able to free them up to buy. And they make that decision within themselves. There's no pressure, which leads me to the sales portion of webinars. Now, a lot of people are really nervous about this, but you don't need to be. You have to remember, they're on the webinar to learn, but they also know that you're an entrepreneur and you're a business person. You have products for sale, and they're not stupid. They know that, you know, they're going to maybe get an offer. So it's better for you to be upfront about it at the start. So what we like to do at the start of our webinars is kind of give a menu of the day. This is what we're going to be discussing in today's workshop. And at the start, I said, hey, we will be having a special offer. In fact, we're going to tell you what the offer is right now so you're not worrying about it throughout the whole workshop. Here's the offer that's in store today in today's workshop. We go through the offer. We're going to have all your questions answered about the offer later on. But we just want to let you know that this is a special offer for those who have attended today's webinar. And now let's jump into the workshop. You do not have to buy. This is only for people that feel like this is a great fit for them. And it's good for you to emphasize that because you don't want churn. You don't want people to buy and then return the product. This really messes up your business, messes up your reputation because you're going to get people to say, oh, it wasn't for me, and they start complaining. You want only people that really are going to love the product, and you want those sales to stick, right? So just get in front of them and tell them there's going to be an offer, and here's the offer. And I'm going to go through all the details of the offer later on, but just know that we're going to be talking about it later. But let's jump into the workshop because I want to really focus on that, make sure everybody gets their win today. You all email me your wins, right? And if they didn't email your wins, you could tell them, hey, in the chat, tell me what would a win be today for you? How can I make sure that you are satisfied with today's workshop? And people put, you know, I'm looking forward to be less nervous on webinars in our case, or maybe in your case or in the golfing case, that golfing course, like, hey, I really have a big problem when it comes to driving the ball. It's completely left. How can you help me with that? And then you jump into your workshop, start teaching your workshop. You could take questions as you go. You can take questions at the end. You could break it up and do question sessions. And then towards the end, you can, again, show them the offer in detail. I would highly encourage you, give a demo of whatever product it is, whether it's a software, whether it's a course, whether it's a book, whether it's a physical product like jewelry or t-shirts. Hey, you have a camera. Show it off. It's called QVC, right? In America, we have a shopping channel, one of the first shopping channels called QVC. And now you have your own QVC called Webinars. So show off your physical products. Show the detail. Make sure you have plenty of time for questions. I like to hang on my webinars and make sure all the questions are answered, even if we go over time. And if people need to leave, they can leave. But at least if you don't have your question answered yet, I will make sure I answer it. So as you can see, this is an incredible sales tool. I can't tell you how many of our users have emailed me or tweeted at me and said, webinars have changed my business. They've helped me grow my business. They've helped me make money. And let's be honest, guys. You need to make money. You need to have money coming in because you have money coming out. You have expenses. So you got to keep sales going, and webinars allow you to do that. Now, the key is to be consistent. I want to talk about that, how to have a consistent webinar plan so that the sales are consistent and that you don't, you know, have ups and downs in your sales goals or in your sales targets. I'll get into that in a minute, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsors. Today's episode is supported by HostGator. HostGator's managed WordPress hosting is incredible because it makes it super simple for you to get started with your business website. They take care of everything from security to backups to domain name services to marketing services to design services. I shared with you that I got my nephew and my two nieces' websites up in 20 minutes using HostGator. It's that simple. It's super simple. Now, I'm a little tech savvy, but if you weren't tech savvy, no problem. They have 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. You can get on the phone with somebody and say, hey, walk me through this. I just signed up. I want a business website. Can you show me how to launch my website? How do I build my website? And they'll walk you through it. Now, you might be thinking this ease and convenience and this all-in-one kind of package is expensive, but it's not. HostGator believes in small businesses, and that's why they've built a great package, a great deal for listeners of the $100 MBA show. Get 50% off. Get started for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/100MBA. Again, that's HostGator.com/100MBA. Today's episode is also supported by Breather. Every time you need to book a meeting or work event, there's a whole set of potential problems to consider. What's the most convenient location? Is it professional? Is there good Wi-Fi? You know, Nicole and I love throwing live events or even doing small masterminds with, you know, some entrepreneurs we want to get to know and learn from. And it may not be in our office. It might be in a different location in a different country. This is where Breather really shines. Breather has beautiful, inspiring workplaces for your offsite team meetings, client meetings, or even individual work if you want to work and you're traveling. The best part, you only pay for the time you need, a month, a day, or even just an hour. There are no minimums or commitments with Breather. They own all their spaces, so you'll get excellent, consistent experience every time. Breather's in LA, New York, San Francisco, Palo Alto, Boston, Chicago, DC, Toronto, Montreal, London, and they're growing. Even Google, Apple, and Facebook employees use Breather for their offsite team meetings, and they already have gorgeous offices. Don't overpay for space you don't need. Book a Breather space for the time you need it and spend hundreds, not thousands. Try Breather right now. You'll receive $100 off your first booking when you go to breather.com/MBA. Take $100 off your first booking when you go to breather.com/MBA. Again, that's breather.com/MBA. All right. So in order for your webinars to be a sales machine to help you grow your business, you got to be consistent. So the best way to do this is to put your webinars on a schedule. Take a look at the best times for your audience. So for us, we have a pretty spread out audience. We have people in the States, we have people in Europe, people in Australia. So we run two webinars. So we run a webinar twice a week with different times to cater for those different time zones. For us, we do Mondays and Thursdays. Now, you don't have to do twice a week. We have the best of the best doing webinars for us, Tim Page. He's our webinar sensei. He runs our webinars. I jump in from time to time. But if you're doing your webinars yourself, you could do it once a week. If you do it once a week, you're going to be crushing it because most people don't do it once a week. They do it maybe once a month or even less. But put yourself on a schedule. Even if it's just once a week, you're going to see a huge uptick in sales. Now, when I first got started with webinars, I didn't see like humongous amounts of sales, but I saw sales. I had one or two sales at least every time I did a webinar. That's one or two sales I didn't have before the webinar. And then those two sales became six sales, and then those six sales became 10 sales, and then it became 15, then 20. You get the point. But when you add it up once a week, four times a month, 80 to 100 sales I wasn't getting, and you know, we have a big ticket item that we were selling on those webinars. But even if it's not a big ticket item, it's a great way for you to build that trust and bring people in, and also for you to master your craft of communication and being able to present your product in a good light. Make sure people understand what your product is. You got to get in front of your product and make sure people know what it is so other people don't tell them what it is. You got to define the narrative. So you got to be consistent. Get a schedule going. Make it public. Make a landing page where you send people to your registration page on those days. Say, hey, we run webinars on these days. Here's where you register. If you want to register for one of our upcoming webinars to see how we all do it, and if you're interested in Webinar Ninja, shameless plug, just go to webinarninja.co/workshop. Again, that's webinarninja.co/workshop. You'll see there how to sign up for our next webinar. But get on a schedule so you make sure you deliver every week. It's the best way to make sure you have consistent sales. That wraps up today's lesson on how to grow your business with webinars. I hope I have been helpful. I hope I have really passed on why this is so powerful and why I'm so passionate about webinars and why I built a software around it, because I really feel it's one of the best tools, if not the best tool, to sell your products. And you need sales to keep your business going. All right, guys, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. A lot of people get nervous about webinars. They get nervous about how do I sound? What do I look like? Am I explaining things properly? Am I selling properly? Don't worry about it. Just explain your workshop or teach your workshop as if you were teaching to a friend or to a family member. Give a demo of your product like you were showing it to somebody who is just curious about what your product's all about. Somebody that you trust and love. Just get your first webinar out the door. That's the hardest part about doing webinars, is doing that first webinar. Once you do that first one, you realize, wow, that was painless. That wasn't that bad. And I made some money. That's great. It gets easier and easier, and it gets a whole lot more fun. It's a whole lot of fun doing webinars because you get to interact with people. It's like having a party online. You answer questions. You get to know your customers. You get to know who is interested in what you sell. So just get out there, do your first one, and you'll get better and better and get more comfortable and enjoy yourself. This is your business. Try to enjoy it. All right. I'll check you guys in the next episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.